Coming up on December 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th, it's the 60th annual Pan-American Intercollegiate Team Chess Championships. Mm-hmm. Now, Al Lawrence is the program director at Texas Tech University. He was slaying me his press release. You were surprised that I could remember all that, couldn't you?
Oh, no, I wasn't surprised.
Anyway, this is such a huge deal, and before we go any deeper with this thing, you can go to KFYO.com and check this out. You can go to the Collins Mac Facebook page and check this out. But mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. This guy is fascinating. Al Lawrence is fascinating, and the program is fascinating. And the reason why this program is flourishing here at Texas Tech 1 and 2. The reason why we have such a great coaching staff is primarily because
we have an expert there.
Al has been brought in here. Now, mm-hmm. This guy is no—he's no chess. He's not a garden variety chess idiot. Okay, this guy, you have been.
Is there such a thing?
Well, there are.
I don't really
well, my
think
next
so.
Door neighbor, Charlie. Yeah.
Chess and idiot don't seem to go together.
Well,
whatever.
The game's in quickly. But anyway, Al Lawrence, you have been the executive director of the
U.S. Chess Federation.
Okay, of the United States Chess Federation, and also the
World Chess Hall of Fame.
Okay. So a lot of these great minds that we've heard in the news over the years, like Bobby Fischer, you've met all these cats, right?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Cool. And you've also written 14 books?
14 books.
You know, so
on chess and astronomy.
Right. I've written on a few other topics. Astronomy is one of them.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I can appreciate the fact. Now, I did also want to tell you that, you know, Al doesn't walk in here and say, you know who I am? You know, basically, he's like, I don't want to dwell on this stuff. But I want you guys to know that, you know, this guy is like, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this.
And he's a top hitter. Yeah. I mean, we are very honored to have you here at Texas Tech.
Well,
and coming on the show today.
After that great introduction, I do want to point out that I think the best job I've ever had is right here at Tech. And the biggest honor I've ever had is helping to redevelop the program, the chess program at Texas Tech. So
it's been really exciting to see the Knight Raiders.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, tell us about the games and just kind of set the scene about the event. And then we'll dive into some of the other stuff that's going on at the university.
Sure. Well, this is the championship. It's sometimes called the World Series of College Chess. And it's been going on since 1946. This is actually, we're honored to have the 60th anniversary of this tournament. It's never been to Lubbock before. First time ever here. Even though five of the top teams in the Pan Americas are in Texas. Three of the five top teams in the U.S. are in Texas.
Wow.
But we've never had this tournament here before. So we're very excited about that. Look, we've got lots of name schools, Yale, Princeton, Harvard, Columbia U, that will be here. Also the chess powerhouses like Texas Tech, UTD, UT Brownsville, three of the top teams in the country.
Wow. I was unaware. So, okay, now after this this tournament takes place, the top four placing teams go to the Final Four in the spring.
That's right. The top placing four U.S. teams go to the it's called the President's Cup or the Final Four in the spring. That's right.
Awesome. That's neat. So everything starts, I guess, with the check-in and all on the 26th, day after Christmas.
Right, and it's a travel day for a lot of the students. It's been this way for a long time. This has been our schedule. The students get to go home for Christmas, and then they travel on the 26th, and we hope it's a good weather day. And then the tournament starts on the 27th. It's at the Overton Hotel, right in Lubbock.
Wow. Okay, now I have some questions that I wanted to ask you. Do you guys carry around like a Red Raider recipe for chess pie?
Is there one? I'd like to have it. We would carry it around.
And
I would definitely eat the pie.
I also always ask people, and I ask them at my church every Christmas, I mean, how many chesses does it take to make a chess pie? And nobody knows.
Ah, chess pie.
So, you know, there you have it.
It only takes one to eat the pie.
Yeah. Now, this is something that has always kind of fascinated me, and I've always wondered this. when it comes to the game of chess, and your team is preparing
yes.
to play specific players, you know, at whatever venue,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys watch film? I mean, like football teams watch film, basketball teams watch. Is there such a thing
now
as film?
How do you prepare for this?
Okay, it's very similar. It's not a film. But first of all, let me tell you, our A team is on a retreat right now. They're in training camp, and they're in training camp for a full week. And how we do it, we don't play films because there's a faster way. When chess players play in tournaments, they write down their moves. These become part of a 7 million game database that's maintained that the top players play. Well, other people put their games in that database. So if we want to prepare against Grandmaster X, we can look at hundreds of his games sorted by the most recent. That's one way you prepare. So in the same sense, you're looking for some place where they show a little weakness, maybe a little overconfidence, just like you would analyze a team film on a basketball
team. By the time you get it, the game's already been charted. So you actually, you are looking at the I guess, on-paper version of the game.
Well, right? It's actually on the computer chessboard or on your chessboard.
Yeah, that's awesome. I guess I'm stupid for not figuring that out on my own. My wife just sent me a text and said, can people come observe?
Yes, the public is welcome within the tournament hall. They can still come in. They can look. We'll have some chairs for people who want to sit and watch, for a long time. We just ask that they maintain silence. Everybody's thinking very hard. Once they get out of the tournament room, they can certainly talk, make phone calls, whatever they want. But in the tournament room, they just need to be silent.
Tell us a little bit about the Knight Raiders.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When did it get started? How many people are on the team? And what do you guys do in the community?
Okay. The Knight Raiders Chess Club is a separate entity from the Texas Tech Chess Program, but we work hand in glove. The Knight Raider Chess Club actually celebrated its 10th anniversary this year. And they're a student government organization. And you can those interested can contact Professor Hal Carlson. He's in geology. And he's the faculty advisor, or they can look on our Facebook, which is just Texas Tech Chess. Just look at us on Facebook. There are links to everything. Ask us a question. We're happy to hook you up.
Wow. Now
and then how is that different from the Knight Raiders?
How is the chess program different from the Knight Raiders?
Right.
Well, the Knight Raiders is the student club. It's governed by the students.
Okay.
And the chess program is like a mini athletic program. We have the top rated coach in America. We're very proud. He's a former U.S. champion. Mm-hmm. He just won the silver medal in the team championship in Europe. That's Alex Onischuk. He's been one of the top 100 players in the world for more than 15 years. He plays every year on the U.S. Olympia team, and he's a real. We're extremely lucky to have that resource. He's a great trainer. He's trained world champions.
And you were saying that the chess club goes out into the community, to schools, and works with
kids in the schools? Yes, the program and the club and the Knight Raider Club cooperate to teach chess in local schools.
Mm-hmm.
We have something like 23 programs. And again, if a school student or administrator is interested in having us help them get a chess club started there, they should contact us. Again, you can go to our Facebook page. Just for a second, I would like to, say the obvious. Studying chess has been shown to be very beneficial to children and adults. Latest studies show grades go up, concentration goes up, social skills go up, and for older people, it reduces the chances of Alzheimer's. Not making this
really?
Up. These are real studies published in New England Journal of Medicine.
Yeah.
So if you're diabetic and you have the propensity for Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
you better start playing chess.
No doubt.
You know, it's not I guess you could call that homeopathic. But anyway.
Well, it's simply using your mind so you don't lose it.
Yeah.
You use it
so
you don't lose it.
Right.
Hey, I had a question. Is there a big merchandise push around? Like, you know, other sports, they sell T-shirts and have commemoratives and stuff like that. Do you guys have that kind of stuff for this, for the Pan American?
We have commemorative boards that we think will be available to purchase for us a low price.
Okay, now, Laura, Al had brought us this. Now, these are the commemorative boards that they have printed. Mm-hmm. So it's 2013 Pan American Intercollegiate Team Chess Championship, Texas Tech University, Lubbock, Texas. Now, he has brought us these boards, and the Black Army and the White Army. These are the same boards that they're going to be competing on.
Yeah. This very same.
This is huge. And actually what they're going to do, tradition is when they do this thing, they have their team members sign the light squares on the board. So he's going to do that. We're actually going to be giving one of these away closer to the end of the year. So this is going to be totally awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, we're going to talk to you again, okay?
Great.
We'll catch you maybe like, I don't know if you can do the day of the last day of the tournament, but we'll talk to you again.
We'll work something out. Really appreciate your interest. Thank you for letting me be here. Thank you.